literally the molecules rearrange. And so where it's a continuous chain of molecules, they rearrange to be on either side of that crease, which is why you then don't have a molecule on the fold or on the crease, and a split occurs. Mm-hmm. It's literally at that level that you suddenly understand what you're looking at. So actually, understanding the chemistry is really important. And in the 20th century, a lot of glue was used on tapestries, but adhesives, which were maybe upholstery adhesives, which were then freely used and not quite in the same level as they had been originally. And then we've been having to reverse those treatments, and therefore understanding chemistry of adhesives and understanding the solvents which will be needed to carefully and remove those adhesives without damaging the textiles is crucial. So that's why the chemistry really is important as a foundation in our training.
And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about some of the projects you're working on at the moment.
We've got some fabulous tapestries in the studio at the moment. We're about to start on a 15th century tapestry, which is from Montacute. We've got a 16th century tapestry from Hardwick, which is our largest tapestry in the collection, or one of the largest. It's 9 metres by 6 metres. It's huge. Just to weave that had to be done in three sections, a top border, lower border, and a main field. And then we've got three 17th century tapestries, all woven here in England, at Mortlake in London. Marvellous, really wonderful things. They all have different problems. So our problem solving has had to be astute and constantly questioning. The adhesive removal on several of them, where they've been heavily patched from behind. And those patches have worked really well and have kept the tapestry together. But as the adhesive has degraded, it's become brittle and hard, and the bonds have broken. And so there's no longer holding the tapestry together, but has impregnated the wool and the silk, and you can't actually get a needle through it. So we've had to reverse those treatments, and that's why we have a large lab here at the studio with special extractor fans and fume cupboards and so on, so that we can deal with the chemicals safely, and while looking after ourselves for health and safety reasons. And we are monitored by our risk consultant in the trust to make sure that we're complying. We have really good facilities, and we're really well supported to make sure that we're looking after ourselves. One of the reasons we came to this barn itself was because that need for a proper lab was identified in the 1990s. And so the investment was made by the trust, as we could see this was going to be an ongoing issue for our textiles. And therefore the investment was absolutely necessary. And that's why we're here.
How long will you be working on the largest of the tapestry you have, which is, I've seen, is stunning?
The largest one we will be... It's a 2.5-year project. We started in June 18, and it will go back up again in the autumn of 2020. It'll be returned to Hardwick Hall there. So it's Gideon attacking the Midianites in the night time. And they're monumental tapestries. They're just wonderful. And they tell the story of Gideon and his golden fleece, and they take up the 50-metre long gallery in the State Apartments at Hardwick. And they've been there. They were commissioned in 1578, not actually by Bess of Hardwick, by one of her neighbours, Sir Christopher Hatton, for his house. But sadly, he died before they were completed, because you can imagine these enormous tapestries to cover. They, in fact, end-to-end, these 13 tapestries make 70 metres, which is enormous. So they weren't completed by the time of his death, and he had various debts, and so his heir put them up for sale. And Bess was just building Hardwick Hall there and bought them from them. And they've been there ever since. So they're, it's wonderful because we know the history of them. We know they've always been there. They've had various repairs over the years, and that's been a different set of problem solving for us, that where holes have happened, people have added in tapestry, pieces of tapestries from other tapestries, and to make sure that there aren't gaping holes, because the issue with tapestries is that they have to hold their own weight. And so one area begins to degrade, particularly the silk. There's an uneven tension across the whole tapestry, and then physical forces start to degrade, and it accelerates it because it's trying to hold its own weight.
And you're working on some smaller projects, I think.
Yes, we're also looking at some banners from Oxburgh Hall, and they're painted on silk. And the paint is actually stable, so that's very good. We've cleaned them, just surface cleaned them. The issue really was that the silk at the top edge was beginning to split and they needed some support. And they're tied on onto the poles where they're displayed at Oxburgh with very fine cord, and that's creating pinch points. So we're creating a new hanging mechanism to distribute the weight so that those pinch points were then having an impact on the silk, which was having an impact on the paint. So it's trying to put those pinch points right so that it doesn't develop into a worse problem and that we stabilise it now.
And finally, how can listeners learn a little bit more about your fascinating work in this lovely corner of Norfolk?
Well, we do give talks to groups around Norfolk. I've just given one to the Reefham WI. And we sometimes do talks at properties. Obviously, we're on the web and we do Instagram and so on and so forth. And we do have 6 tours a year to the studio. It's a planning requirement that we only have 6 a year so that we're... That seemed an appropriate amount for the village of Alton. It's not overrun by visitors. And, of course, we're a working studio, and so that's our main issue. But the website, Instagram, and come and visit us if you would like to. But, as I say, there are limited spaces in the year.
Moira, thank you very much.
Well, I am delighted you wanted to know about our work, and we're always very keen to share it.
For more details, you can visit www.instagram.com/textile_conservation_studio. The studio is not generally open to visitors, but the Trust can offer groups the chance to have a look round and meet the team. Staff are also available to give talks and lectures about their work, but hurry, they book up fast.